Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The Michigan Association of County Clerks, or MACC, met virtually yesterday to consider the ballot question to authorize the use of ranked choice voting in Michigan, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. After consideration, the organization voted unanimously to oppose the ballot measure brought by Rank My Vote that seeks to be on the statewide ballot in 2026. Michigan's county clerks have collectively dedicated their lives to public service and the pursuit of delivering safe, secure, and efficient elections for our residents, said MACC President Linda Telsma. As an organization, we rarely take positions on ballot questions, but we felt compelled in this case to urge voters to oppose this measure. The opposition to the resolution that was passed by MACC cites concerns over the length of the ballot, conflicts with provisions of existing state law, and in the state constitution. Increased voter confusion, concerns relating to complexity and timing of audits and recounts, and the inevitable delay in providing results to the public, which would be substantial. Michigan voters are used to knowing who won an election in a timely manner, so it is important to be able to report accurate, unofficial results on election night, and the proposed change would make determining a winner drastically longer under ranked choice voting, where the reasons outlined for the clerk's position. And also in Tuscola County, residents with past criminal convictions will soon have a chance to clear their records and open doors to jobs and housing opportunities. An expungement fair will be held on Saturday, November 1st, 2025, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tuscola County Courthouse. This event is hosted by Safe and Just Michigan, a Lansing-based nonprofit focused on reducing the harms of the criminal legal system and promoting community safety. Eligible participants can meet with attorneys at no cost to help prepare their expungement applications. Attendees can also complete fingerprinting and obtain certified conviction copies, steps required for their court filings. Certain offenses remain ineligible for expungement, including repeat drunk driving offenses, crimes punishable by life sentences, serious injury or death traffic act crimes, commercial driving offenses, felony domestic violence with prior DV or domestic violence convictions, and all out-of-state or federal convictions. And a man who reportedly jumped from the Zilwaukee Bridge on southbound I-75 Monday evening survived after swimming to shore. Authorities say a witness fishing near the bridge called for help after seeing the man leap into the Saginaw River. Emergency crews found him alert, conscious, and injured, but alive. Officials have not yet released his name or what led to the incident. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, help is available. Call or text 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Free and confidential, 24 hours a day. And we come back after this public service announcement. We'll get to our national and international news.
Being diagnosed with a blood cancer like leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be movie buffs, jazz collectors, teammates, and grandparents. We are Blood Cancer United. Since our founding in 1949, we've been the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, President Trump has posthumously awarded Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom during a White House ceremony. The award recognizes Kirk's influence in youth civic engagement and advocacy work. His widow, Erica Kirk, delivered an emotional speech during the event. The ceremony was marked the first National Day of Remembrance established in Kirk's honor. Political leaders from both parties attended the tribute. The event concluded with the unveiling of a portrait in the White House gallery. And in our international news, in Japan, policymakers warn that U.S. shutdown data freeze is impacting international economic forecasts. Tokyo analysts say missing American data complicates regional planning. Financial institutions across Asia are delaying reports pending official updates. The situation could hinder Japan's monetary policy decisions. Economists call for faster data transparency once U.S. agencies reopen. Global investors are watching closely for a longer-term fallout. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net.